Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yabazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya ne dobozi.
I'm by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamune musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Niman.
No musumfa Bible.
And a Bible reader, teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We based in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move rich onto you. God is a standard strategy for fulfilling his worldwide promised call.
Began
in the year 2022, moving from nation Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, this time we still move to pass through the 6th standard strategy of God, which is known as the harvesters of spirits, to get them from this earth and to take them back to heaven as we save it from hell and the lake of fire. And this we've come understanding that they work under the two Godish heavenly governments on the earth. Praise Jesus much. Where there is God's heavenly government on the earth, which is responsible to see things done in heaven, they are done on earth. Even God's government is the governments of the world. It's responsible to see that governments of the world, they reconcile with God's heavenly government on the earth, which works within church, and to move, give proof to governments of the world
that
God works 99% in their government.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
in this time on, as we move on to summarize,
department,
each department which make up God's heavenly governments on the earth has a responsibility to see things done in heaven and done on earth,
we
are still moving on with the 7th department. The 7th department of God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Department Eyaba.
Department of Holy Angels of God
is
the Holy Church of God on the earth. And these ones are in 7 groups. And they are represented by 7 teaching priests who have 2 trumpets each to be able to command the portion of Holy Spirit and the working of angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And here where we've reached, we see the 7 divisions of the 7 groups of the angels. Their works, their codes, and the way they labor the 7 spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes.
We
so far finished 2 divisions about.
Division
the first division of the holy angels of God, the group of the archangel Michael, those who fight warfare, spiritual and the physical wars,
in
protecting, keeping the children of God,
those
who keep the word of the Lord,
in
wisdom in the word of God. Their code, we read it in Revelation chapter 2 verse 1. Yes. Which says what?
That
face holds the 7 stars in his right hand and moveth in the midst of the 7 golden lampstands.
We wow.
Yes.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much. And
read
Daniel 12 verse 1. They stand for the children of men, mostly those who inherit salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So we moved
to the 2nd division of the holy angels of God, the group of the angels Gabriel, the group of the archangel Gabriel, the messengers of the word of God, of the holy scriptures, from the holy book of God, which is known as the Bible.
Kodi yawe.
They are called.
Bwati bwayogera.
Zathayas. First and the last. Who was dead.
And
he lives. Praise Jesus much. Now we saw very well the way they work with us
who
keep the words of this book, the Bible.
That's
read Revelation 22 verses 8 and 9. There are many things we studied of
them.
On this day we want to see the third division of the holy angels of God.
Division ya kusatu.
The third division of the holy angels of God.
Ekibinja ky'abamalayika. Ekibinja ky'amalayika Raphael omukuru.
The group of the archangel Raphael.
Oba muyite Tigris.
Or call him Tigris.
Oba Edekel.
Or Edekel.
Bavunanyizibwa.
They are responsible on the spirit of prophecy, times and seasons, even measurements. We have seen the group of the archangel Raphael,
or call him
Tigris or Hedekel. They are responsible on the spirit of prophecy, the times and seasons, even the measurements. Have you written down well? We say they are responsible on the spirit of prophecy, times and seasons, even the measurements. They are called. They are called.
What were you get a inechtara echoboj obubidi?
Thus saith he who has the double-edged sword.
What were you get a?
Thus saith
a inechtara echoboj obubidi.
Who has the sharp sword with two edges? Yes. They are led by the spirit of the counsel of God. Praise Jesus much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So twino kubanga tumanyiba ekibinja kine kya malaika.
So we must know this group of angels. When we say that, they are responsible in the spirit of prophecy. They are responsible on the times and seasons of the Holy Scriptures. Their fulfillment. Let's break down.
You
say they are responsible of spirit of prophecy. The spirit of counsel lead them. They are responsible on the time and seasons of the Holy Scriptures. You see that they are fulfilled. Praise Jesus much. They are responsible on the time and seasons of the Holy Scriptures. They are fulfilled in their seasons. Praise Jesus much. When we call them angels of measurements, they measure alive. They treat. They can be called doctors. Yes.
Bazukiza.
They raise up. They provide for what we need.
The
ones who fulfill that God knows what we need before we ask of them. Yes. They are there to know. Time and seasons of things, even their measurements.
So kodi yabwe nayo nkulu nyo kujimanya.
Their code is also important to know of it.
Tunabagena maso jisubako bingi.
Before we move on to study much about it.
Wacheri watu bwayogera.
Why is it that that says?
Oyakwate chitala echoboji obubiri.
He was the sharp sword with two edges. Now they are responsible to see that the Old and the New Testament, which make up the Word of God, everything written there, it is fulfilled.
But
what we call the double-edged sword, we speak of the Word of God, we speak of the Bible, make the New and the Old Testaments. Sure. Now those after you've understood them,
let's
add them light of the Word of God. So we have been told, according to Revelations, chapter 6, verse
5,
to enter verse
6,
speaks this on these angels who are led by angel Raphael, the angel of prophecy, angels of times and seasons, angels of measurement.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they move on the black horses. Let's read, we see.
Okubikura esula eyo mukaga nolinyi olokutano.
Revelations chapter 6 verse 5.
Buyabembula akabonero akokusatu, nempulira ekiramu ekyokusatu, nga kyogera nti jangu. Nendaba, era laba, embalasi enzirugavu, n'eyali atuddeko ng'alina ekigera mu mukono gwe.
And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come and see, and I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on it had a pair of balances in his hands. Verse 6.
Nempulira edobozi wakati webidamu ebina ngalio geranti, echi eche ngano cha dinari, nebi ibisatu ya sairi ya dinari, namafuta nomwe, namafuta nevinyo, sote mbionona.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see, you hurt not the oil and the wine.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In Revelation chapter 6, verses 5, he's told us like this.
And when he had opened the third seal,
I heard
the third living creature say, come and say,
and
behold,
Nendava.
And lo, a black horse. And he that sat on it had a pair of balances in his hand.
One who sat upon it.
We treat Malaika Raphael.
One we call Angel Raphael of the measurements.
Malaika babu nabi.
These are angels of prophecy. They are of times and seasons. They are of measurements and scales. They move on the black horses. Not for bringing darkness. No. But the mystery there, you need much to be revealed the light of those which God hid, those of life.
I'll
speak of those their horses. Why they appear black. People do not know their times and seasons on this world. They are here in the mystery of the black horse. They don't know measurements of the things they want. Neither of tomorrow, not of the other time. They are hid unto the people. Most don't know why these angels of the measurements, they are of the prophecy, to know when they get to be fulfilled. They are of times and seasons.
The
children of men are hid in darkness. They are of balances and measurements of life, of things we need, of different measures. And if you give birth to a child, many times you may not know whether they will be tall or short, whether they will be big or not.
Now,
the secret why he's responsible on the measurements. Times and seasons, they are on the black horses. Someone can say, my God, this is real Satan. No. Children of men, they have been hid. Of times and seasons, they have been hid from the measurements. And all prophecy spoken in the Bible, they do not know when it will be fulfilled. Lightens them light of knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 up to 2, he says this on these angels. Revelation chapter 11, verse 1.
Nempebo olumuli olufana nango omuggo. Malaika nga yogera nti golokoka, ogere yekalu ya Katonda, n'ekyoto.
And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. Verse
2. So, tolugera, kubanga luawewa abama wanga, nechivuga echitukufu, balichiri nyire miezi, amakumi ana.
But the court which is outside the temple, leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they treat underfoot 42 months.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you look to Revelation chapter 6, verse 5, this angel of measurements of the times and seasons, and they are on their black horses. They have balances. Revelation 11, verse 1 and 2. One of the measurements they have, it's like a ruler. It's a measuring reed here. Yes. It's not a reed. Something which measures, yet it never ends. Measures of the reeds that you pull them as they keep increasing in distance. Now we can come measure up and see the tinkle of an eye in the counts of people in there.
Uganda.
Entire nation as Uganda, entire world, in a twinkle of an eye, no people there. Territories, there are many people here. These ones are hard. Those are ones you hear. When they come, with a line, a measuring line. You know they have measurements of things. Now God.
We read
Revelations 8, verse 1 and 2.
The
commander holds the third trumpet. Read Revelations 8, you put it there. Verse 1 and 2. The commander holds the third trumpet. But their captain, the archangel Raphael, in Revelation 15, is one who holds the ball. Weapons of the praises of God. Now in his ball, he has measurements, different kind. They are the weapons he has. There is no gun in his weapons. No. Different kind of measurements. Which can add on the life. That's why they appear as doctors. And you dream them, doctors are operating you. They have gadgets of life, which increase and reduce it. Have everything you know which causes a measurement. a gadget of measuring.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
those scriptures right there, Revelations 8 verse
1
and
2,
the commander of this group of angels, Raphael, is one with the third trumpet.
And
the captain Raphael,
who leads the
group of angels of measurements,
that's
the balls of the weapons of the plagues of God, the third.
If
there are measuring gadgets, yes. And they can measure, see the prophecies are fulfilled. And they are there, look at the scriptures, this Bible. What is not yet fulfilled?
See,
the moment you are moving to,
God's
revival promised.
They are
once on tension. Time has come. Scriptures have to be fulfilled. All has to be filled with knowledge. They are all moving up and down.
And
on the earth, who do you connect
to?
The
Testament
given that spirit. Yes. Who are those?
They are
those of full knowledge.
International ministries.
National ministries.
They are
different servants of God.
In
different places.
They will gather
them to the seasons how they are. Have you understood?
Yes, you must win.
Praise Jesus much.
Yes, you must win.
Praise Jesus
so
much.
So
they are responsible to see all prophecies fulfilled. Responsible on the time and seasons. Responsible on all measurements. They have all gadgets for measurements, which can see that all prophecies fulfilled. But you cannot even fail them. They are one who stop.
They want
to stop to establish the
one
that no counsel against God.
When which
work is said, it has to be done.
It is
the cut of lives of those who fail it. Let's read in the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 30.
Tewali magezi ni wankubadde okutegeera ni wankubadde okuteesa ku Mukama.
There is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. Yes. They establish it.
There's
no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against God. When opens, no one shuts. When it closes, no one opens.
Now,
they are there to see
the
castle of God is established. That's why we are going to tell them
they must
to measure the whole world.
They sit
wealth with pride.
It's
the cut of their lives. 2023, as soon as it begins, the sons of Pharaoh, the firstborns, yes.
You have to understand
where we are going.
Department
of angels has to begin to work.
There's
the reason why God has put emphasis that we study them again. We are going to ask, pray them today. We don't go beyond today. They pass with the line, measure the entire world. Every measurement. The life
must
trouble us in the worldwide call. They cut it off. Some of those who fight light, and they are to fight us, and cut them off. Yes. Somebody say now. Yes, they never fail to happen. But what to those who bring them? Person is determined when he has weapons to fight them. Are we together?
There
are those who need to be cut off. Maybe those
who
remain that we don't get called in the war.
Yes.
Others, they need to be blinded the elders. they hinder the ruler to understand. Everyone to hinder
one God to
hear this word. Whether they are whether in the shrine, whether in religions, whether
in the village, whether
for salvation, whether in the government, whether in the Illuminati, they have to hear.
Amen.
We are going to send them an army. They pass past from Mesha, the whole world. Yes. We understand what we do. We speak as our Lord Jesus. We worship what you don't know. We worship what we know. Now we serve what we understand well.
It's
one who goes to us. God gathers us in the evening here. Every day we come. Others of Sunday. We will
get
daily. How are we to spread the world? You wait. We have an army. I say, even if you're not minister,
I'm
going to call armies of angels to minister. You have to buy yourself on God, see how you will serve with Him. Let's read Zechariah chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
Zechariah esula yakubiri n'olinyo lusoka.
Zechariah chapter 2, verse 1.
Nenyimusa amaso gange netunulira, era laba. Omuntu ngalino omugwa ogugera mu ngalo ze.
I lifted up my eyes again and looked. And behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Verse
2.
Then said I, where go you? And he said unto me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is its breadth and what is its length. Yes. They can pass through the measure. Now we are going to send the measure of the world to count people there, the sheep and the goats. Have you understood well? We started to profit. Yes. God teaches us to profit. We immediately begin.
Amen.
As long as your
proof will be strengthened, put in action, spread to others. Praise Jesus, man. They have their measuring lines.
While
they measure it in the twinkle of an eye. And they bring out results of the proud. Those humble and meek. For there are those ready to fight light and they need to be cut off. Yes. 2023 have to be cut off.
You
have many proud people be cut off. These ones have changed the Bible.
In the beginning, John Kanya.
That in the beginning, I hear John Kanya.
Kanye West created
that madness.
He
made his own Bible.
In the beginning, Kanye West created the heavens and the earth.
Beginning, Kanye West had won the Grunensi. There are these popes. The Bible is outdated. Now, owners, watch over it. Let them come. You will face them.
Amen.
You make it outdated, they say.
Things,
they are not yet all fulfilled. You are going to see them. But you will not eat. You will be destroyed.
Immediately,
as soon as revival begins, 2022, September 14th, they are going to see it begin.
Those
going to fight it, all of them,
powerful
to squeeze them. outdated who tells you, you're going to see the watch over it moving on.
Amen.
hey.
You know, in Job chapter 24,
he
said that those who are among those who fight light, fighting against the light of the word which is going to shine,
they're
going to face it. Those who watch over, Bible says it's fulfilled.
We are going to
welcome them again and again. And you be there sharp.
Prayer
commanded in the scriptures.
The
righteous avail in March.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aha.
Yobu esula yabiri munya nolinyura 13.
Job chapter 24, verses 13.
Awali
kumwe.
Yobu esula yabiri munya nolinyiri lwa 12.
Job chapter 24, verse 12.
Abantu basinda ngabali mu kibuga. Abantu basinda ngabali mu kibuga ekirimu abantu abangi. Ememe yabo abafumitiddwa nekaaba. Naye Katonda tachibala okuba obusirusiru.
Men groan from out of the city, and the soul of the wounded cries out. Yet God charges not fury to them. Verse 14.
Abo bali ku mwendo gwabo abajemera omusana, tebamanyi makubo gaagwo, so tebabeerera mu mpenda zaagwo.
They are those that rebel against the light. They know not its ways, nor abide in its pathways. Verse 14.
Omusi agolokokera wamu n'omusana, ate omwavu neyeetaaga, era ekiro baba ng'omubbi.
The murderer rising with the light kills the poor and needy, and in the night is a thief.
Hey.
Yes.
Abantu basinda.
People groan.
Bosoma Yobu 12.
Job 24 verse 12.
Basindira mbibuga.
They groan in the cities. Others are sick.
Bali marwaliro.
In the hospitals.
Bali
they are bad love.
Na gamba.
He said no.
Abumbalike.
We'll leave them.
Katonda abarafumitidwa.
Others are BPS
with what? There
was moving on in the world. Yes. But God
does not
count it fully what they do, those who waged wars and the others. But he said, they are those,
one
of those who rebel against the light.
And
though it will preach to them, they will not abide in its pathways. He said, leave them. Quiz them out of the world. Others have to have sicknesses.
They
put them in hospitals. 30 years they have not come back. They are on oxygen.
Angels,
measurements, they come. The sickness not to kill you.
And they
try you to spend within 30 years. And you've been ridden on oxygen. And they say they shouldn't die. They should not die. Let them be there.
They
see how they familiarize lights. And the murderers are many.
Waiting
light of revival. They rise together with it. Now we tell God like this. Our prayer which is coming. Right from now. Third of group of these angels. Angels Raphael. Of prophecy. All scriptures are fulfilled. Angels of times and seasons. Angels of measurements. The time has come for revival.
Those
who are to rise together with this light. That they can confuse people.
They want
to launch the world order. They have preparations.
We are
going to send those to stop and cancel them.
Amen.
The one is going to be interesting.
ate guli omwaka oguddako
go next year
temulinda mungenda kuba
don't wait I'll tell you another prophecy 2023
abakungu ababadde bayimiride
the mighty men of
the Quran somusana gwe kigambo cha
katuna fight light of the word of God
revival and restoration
revival and restoration
bagena kugera abanyigambo
da going to squeeze one by one
by the time that
yes, starts, you begin to look there
in
the mighty midst of being strangled.
They are going to get
disagreement in the meetings
and
they first shoot each other.
For the age
of measurements,
to measure
madness and
pride,
and power in them, each one will be lifted against the other.
There
is one who can confuse them all.
You
pour a measure of pride and arrogance.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Omanji akola gundi.
You know what he did, Pharaoh? And he hardened his heart. He refused to
lie
and he slapped him. He
hardened
him more, he beat more. Yes.
Send
him angel of measurements.
He
asked him, let them go and they poured it in pride. Yes.
But
you read the Bible, it says God hardened his heart. What did he do to it?
There
are angels of measurements. If you have a seed of madness in you, they come amplify it. And God beats you.
Till
you prove nations that he can beat. Now you see the plan and things. You go under the ground.
Underground bankers.
The bankers. Even under the ocean. In the principalities in the sky. That you plan to change this world. You have no wisdom.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. Those who want to hinder. Yes. But they have not yet known
that
there is the light which is shown.
It's light
children of God, how they will move in this work. No, we don't just move aimless. Not this revival is just going. And we read there, we ask people, what is revival?
Why ask
they have sent to explain to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
are those ready? Some are to become blind of eyes. For those who measure life of the eyes, they can take it out, you no more see. And they gouge them out, no more half sight. In the Acts, Acts chapter
14.
Acts chapter
13, verse 6.
Bwe bayita mu kibuga kyonna okutuuka Epafo, ne balaba omuntu omulogo, nabbi w'obulimba Omuyudaaya, erinnya lye Balisa.
And when they had gone through the isles unto Paphos, they found a certain magician, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was by Jesus. Verse 7.
Eyali awamu n'owessaza omulumi Serugiyo Paulo, omuntu w'amagezi, oyo n'ayita Balonabba ne Saulo, n'ayagala okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
Who was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God.
Olinyolomunana.
Verse 8.
Naye Eruma omulogo, kubanga erinnya lye bwe livuunulwa, n'awakana nabo.
But Elmas the magician, for so is his name translated, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Yes.
They are
mighty men ready to hear the word
in Uganda,
even the entire world. But they have pillars around them, hinder them.
They
hinder them. They are going to break them that year. Preparations begin as this prayer we move to pray it. Preparations to wait to count people there,
surrender
the goats and the sheep, the proud and the stubborn people,
those
want to hear the light of revival. You finish, we say. Acts chapter 13, verse
9.
Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, set his eyes on him. Verse
10. Omwana wa Satani, omulabe w'obutukirivu bonna, olireka nti tolireka kukyamya makubo ga Mukama waffe amagolokofu.
And said, oh, full of deceit and all mischief, you child of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the ways of the Lord?
Olinyolekumi
n'olumu. Verse 11.
Kaakano laba, omukono gwa Mukama waffe guli ku ggwe, onoba muzibe w'amaaso nga tolaba, nga tolaba njuba ebiro bingiko. Amangu ago, ekifune kimugwako n'enzikiza. N'awamanta n'anoonya abantu okubakwata ku mukono.
And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Yes.
He told him to
blind for some time. Those are times and seasons. They put blindness on him up there. After he saw ahead there, after years had passed,
he did
not see people to deceive and to cause get lost. Now you know, God is heavenly government on the earth.
We have department
in their department of holy angels, the holy church of God on the earth.
And
they are in the seven groups. We are on the third group,
Raphael.
Group of the angels Raphael.
We do many the Greece of Asinga.
The Greece most of us.
Oh,
means angel of measurement. Angel of prophetic
angels.
Angels of times and seasons.
Kodi
yabwe bwati
bwayogera.
That's fair.
Aine ekitala ekyobwogi obubiri.
You has the double edged sword.
Ekitala nga kyogi
nga kirina obwogi bubiri. A sharp sword with two edges. Yes.
Batambula wansi w'omwoyo okuteesa kwa Katonda.
Under the spirit of the castle of God.
Bali n'olaba nga Katonda bye yateesa.
That's what God to castle.
Bituukirira.
They are fulfilled.
Basimbula.
Now they are moving.
Bandai.
Man.
Simanyi oba otegeera
kye. Don't you understand what I tell you? They have many works. They have responsibilities.
The
priests to represent them. Priests with the two trumpets. For their commander.
And
for Raphael, their captain.
They
have to blow those trumpets. We blow them. You blow them like that. Theirs is not blown once. They blow it after seconds, seven of them. Or 7 minutes. Or 21. And we blow again. Praise Jesus much.
So,
now this one who hinder and send them past measure their life.
Know
there are leaders and they have to fall there 2023. Wanting to hinder revival.
Daniel
chapter 5, verse 24.
This
one they measure and they say you've been weighed and you are
immature.
You are lacking. Not presidents in the world. Leaders in churches, they're going to be phased out. Some are to be struggled. Their life will be ended. Yes. Read me, see, verse 24 to 26.
Daniel esule yokutano nolinyi lwabiri munya.
Daniel chapter 5 verse 24.
Ekitundu kya mukono ne kiryoka kitumibwa okuva mu maaso ge. Nebiwandikiddwa ebyo nebiwandikibwa.
Then was the part of the hand set from him, and this writing was written.
Olinyi lwabiri mwetano.
Verse 25.
Era ebiwandikiddwa bye bino nti mene, mene, tekel, ufasin.
And this is the writing that was written. Many, many, tekel ufasin. Verse 26.
Amakulu g'ekigambo gegano. Many, Katonda abaze obwakabaka bwo. Erabu komeza.
This is the interpretation of the matter. Many, God has numbered your kingdom and finished it.
Verse
27.
Tekel, ogereddwa mu kigera, era olabisenga obulako.
Tekel. You are weighed in the balance and are found wanting. Verse 28.
Peles, obwakabaka bwo bugiddwa nti obwakabaka bwo bugabiddwa buweereddwa eri Abamedi n'Abapelesi.
Peles, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Yes.
Basobola okubala obukulembeze.
They can weigh the leadership.
Madini muna.
In religions, in different beliefs,
in
the false salvation, leaderships of nations, and they face them out. And they see those in there. They are with pride. They are
going to
fight light of revival in restoration
in
2022.
Amen.
They are going to pass through this time.
Those
with pride, get them. When you
hear
groups of angels, what do they do? They provide just for us their
obeisance.
That is the smallest thing. To providing us, to treating us, and they appear as doctors to us, to adding our lives, the body and the spiritual life. That's one of the easiest things. Now they are giant works. They are onto on this world.
We
are going to commit to them as they do these smaller ones. Of raising, those are ones who raise up
the
spirits in bring them back in the body. They can check in your seasons whether they can be added more time.
As
Ezekiah in the 38, they added him more time, 15 years. They looked and it's possible, and they added him.
He
said the sun will slide backwards. Not going details. Isaiah chapter 48. You read about Hezekiah. The way they added him more time. Those are ones.
Did
God pray for people to be raised up? Yes. He can connect well with the angel Gabriel, angel Michael, and those of fire.
Those both
take spirits of holy ones in heaven.
There's
even Abaddon of the chains and death in the first group. We shall see them tomorrow. They take people in the hell. Those can stop them when you're still here. If you unclothe, it's finished. They don't get you from their hands. That remains to Jesus. One who went to hell get us from there. It's no more possible. Praise Jesus much. But there are different works. Responsibilities of the angels Raphael. Angels of prophecy. Angels of the times and seasons. Angel of measurements. And any time you read Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, and they tell you this word you hear, you know those responsible over it,
the
spirit of counsel and the group of angels of the measurements.
Omabulizi esule yokusatu n'olinyolisoka.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1.
Buli kintu kiriko entuko yacho na buli kigambo ekiri wansi w'eggulu kiriko ekiseera kyakyo.
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Yes.
Buli kintu.
Everything.
Ati omoyo w'okuteesa kwa Katonda.
Now spirit of castle of God.
Gubaterawo ekibinja kya malayika Raphael.
They put him there, group of angels Raphael.
Abeebiro n'ebiseera.
Of the times and seasons.
Abeebipimo.
Of the measurements.
Abobunabbi.
Of prophecy.
Ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu.
Of the holy scriptures.
Okulaba biriwo ebitannatuukira.
Which are not yet fulfilled. Which are meant to be fulfilled.
Kati ebiro bino bye tulimu.
Now seasons we are in.
Biro byalagibwa dda.
Seasons were commanded before.
Nti Yesu ngatana bakuda.
Jesus before he come back.
Revival.
Revival.
Restoration yebi tuyo.
Restoration of all things has to be done.
Katibali nokurabira.
Now they have to watch over.
Webo osoma biko atume sure yo kusatu.
If you read Acts chapter 3.
Oruabiri paka abiri mu rubu.
Verse 20 to 21.
Wiso kuba tunachitegera kichiraga.
You not have understood where it goes.
Shiriko na abarabiri.
It has those who watch over it.
Arisome tulabi.
Let's read we see.
Ebikureba tume sura ya kusatu n'olinyirwa abiri.
Acts chapter 3 verse 20.
Naye atume Kristo eyabulirwa edda ye Yesu.
And he shall send Jesus Christ who before was preached unto you.
Olinyirwa abiri mulumu.
Verse 21.
Eyagwanyizibwa okutwalibwa mu ggulu okutuusa ebiro eby'okulongoosezaamu byonna. Katonda byayogerera mu kamwa ka bannabbi be abatukuvu abaaliwo okuva ku lubereberye.
Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Yes. And
will
send us Christ.
But
it must be taken to heaven until God will restore. Revive. And restore all things God spoke to his prophets who were there from the beginning. Those. Now what we have spoken of God, we make up the New and the Old Testaments. That's why he has told you that they are called. It says
that
saith one with a sharp sword. One with a sharp sword with two edges. Yes. It's a sharp sword.
It has
two edges. Old and New Testament. Let's get explained of the codes.
We'll
understand what I've been telling you here. Everything in the Old Testament, even the New, they have to see what's not yet fulfilled. What were they spoken? Time is it due? Now we have to fulfill. The spirit of counsel of God.
There
are two counsel spirits in these seasons. Now their commander hold the third trumpet.
Gets
command from the spirit of counsel of God. And give them to the captain Raphael. And they say the time has come.
But
the spirit of counsel of God gets there from the spirit of the Lord. The spirit of the Lord gets from the Father. Even the Son. Yes. That's how the orders move. Right from God the Father.
No mwana
understand
ukuita moyo wa mkama
passing through spirit of the Lord
ukuingira moyo wa kutesa
in the spirit of counsel
ukutoka ku commander
reaching the commander
kutekonde iliyo
holding the third trumpet
adumine chibinja cha malaika Raphael
commands group of angel Raphael
abebipimo
of the measurements
abomu nabbi
of prophecy
abebiro nebisera
of the times and seasons
mushuba kutegere biro nebisera chinyoba
understand times and seasons is very interesting.
What is,
say, why did we pass through quick? No. These seasons, we need to understand them.
Let's
read Revelations 2 verse 12. Revelation chapter 2, verse 12.
Eri malaika oyekanisa eyumperugamo wandika nti bwati wayogera oyo aline kitala ekisala ekyobwoki obubiri.
And to the angel of the church in Pergamum write, these things says he who has the sharp sword with two edges. Yes.
It's
a sharp sword. It has two edges. They say it's the word of God. If it's the word of God,
it's
made of the New and the Old Testaments. Let's read in the Hebrews. Hebrews 4 verses 12. You move, get explained all these words. They are given the Bible and they say it. Everything in there see that it's fulfilled. That is the code they move with. And you have to ask him. You come from which group? The
third
group of the holy angels of God. They are commanded by who? Commander. With the third trumpet. He commands who? Angel Raphael.
He has
the third ball of the weapon of the praise of God. Yes. What work do you do?
Possible
the spirit of prophecy. Explain him to us. What is the spirit of prophecy?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have responsible for the times and seasons explained to us. Measurements explained
there.
As we've heard above. What is your code? Revelations 2 verse 12. That saith, one with a sharp sword. And with two edges. Yes. What is this sword? And why? Is it with two edges?
How come it is with two edges? I know
the Old and New Testaments. Let's read in the Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
Kubanga ekigambo kya Katonda kiramu era kikozi. Era kisala okusinga buli kitala kyonna ekyobwoki obubiri. Era kiyitamu n'okwawula ne kyawula obulamu n'omwoyo, ennyingo n'obusomyo. Era kyangu okwawula okulowooza n'okufumitiriza okw'omutima.
For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Yes. Now if you look, Revelation 2 verse 12, that thou fails, he with a sharp sword, with two edges. And you read Hebrews chapter 4 verses 12.
The
good thing, they are all verse 12. Yes. They are easy to understand. Means they are in their times and seasons. That is the calculation. Yes. And they say that the word of God is a double-edged sword. It's a double-edged sword than a sword of two edges. It
defines
the thoughts and intentions of heart. But if you read the Bible, nothing done under the sun, nothing you can meditate upon, which was written in it. Even going to toilet was written in it. He knows how you sit down, how you rise up, how you sleep. Scriptures spoke everything. It brought it down here. It discerneth the spirit and the soul. Yes. It knows the soul. It's the heavenly body. Your spirit is your spirit. It can discern all the bones and the marrows. For it speaks that it covered with flesh, bone, and skin. And the one who was covered, it is the spirit. It speaks of everything. Now when they say, it's a double-edged sword. It is sharp. And its edge is two-sided. There we speak of New and the Old Testament. Because when we first read in the Jeremiah 31, verse 31, up to 33, he first sharpened one side, and this would add the Old Testament. Promised the Second Testament. Yes. It has two edges. Yes. The new and the old, they both cut. Yes. And always you tell yourself, I have the sword of the Lord. I have a sword.
Apostle
Peter was told to get a sword. He said, this we have the room enough. He got a panga. But
you
must know why they say the word of God is a sword.
A
double sword. It's
sharp.
Sharp sword. Yes.
And it's
of two ages. The New Testament cuts and they all fall. Be snared and taken. Cuts both sides. Everything stood not meant to stand. That never God never planted. Praise Jesus much. Let's read in Jeremiah, we see.
Jeremiah chapter 31,
from verse 31.
Lava, enako zijja, bwayogera mukama, lwendiragana endagana empya n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri, n'ennyumba ya Yuda.
Behold, the day come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Verse 32.
Singe endagaano bwe yali gye nalagaana ne bajjajjaabwe ku lunaku lwe nabakwata ku mukono okubajja mu nsi y'Emisiri. Endagaano yange eyo ne bagimenya, newankubadde nga nali mbawasizza, bw'ayogera Mukama.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, although I was a husband unto them, says the Lord.
Yes, you must
praise with Jesus much.
Tulina kwegamba.
Now the sharp sword of two ages. That we see in Revelation 2, verses 12.
Explained
in Hebrews 4, verse 12. And it's the word of God.
According to
Jeremiah 31:31 up to 43. Speak of the new and the old covenants.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we know it. That he first made the sword is for one side. He said, but sharpen it both edges. Yes. He attached to the new.
Attached
it from before. They were false, they saw. We
are
committing this sword as it cuts on one side. And when they cut it never cut well. Yes.
He
sharpen it both sides. Cut the old and the new.
Aha.
Yes. The word of the Lord
that
it's come for them both fights, line and pole line. He added
to
that a little. Look how he takes his apostle in the heavenly journey, moving in the Bible.
Get
explained of this word. Man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7 up to 8, speaks this of it. The reason why they sharpened this sword on another side. Yes.
Hebrews chapter 8, verse
7.
Nti kuba endagaano ey'olubereberye singa teyaliiko kyakunenyezebwa tewandinonyezeddwa bbanga ery'eyokubiri.
For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second.
Olinnyo lw'omunaana.
Verse 8.
Kubanga bw'abanenya ayogera nti, laba, ennaku zijja, bw'ayogera Mukama. Wendiragana endagaano empya n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri n'ennyumba ya Yuda.
For finding fault with them, he says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Yes.
But singa tusobeza.
Very fond we faulted.
Endagaano enkadde.
The old covenant. Pulled his sword.
Scriptures
in the old covenant subtracted adding it, and
you say,
let me sharpen the other side of this sword. Yes, and the whole of it will be sharp. He sharpened it. As we are there, the word himself is closed flesh.
First
came the scroll written about him, and he made a new covenant. He makes the new covenant in the Matthew 26:26-31.
Yes.
He made a new covenant. The sword of the word. And it had two edges. Yes. Sharpened.
Let's
speak of them and they don't know what they mean.
But
the Spirit of the Lord came to move in the mighty
move,
even revival, restoration of all things.
They
know the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be, preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All this you started with
them,
the twinkle of an eye, you are in revelation of the Lord. Much light. What is lightened you?
Ha.
Man.
Father,
you're worthy.
One
that wisdom he has helped him.
Without
understanding.
He has
light of knowledge.
Wow.
Have you seen
this
one
how it was sharpened?
You
read Matthew, we see. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26.
Era baali bakyalya, Yesu n'atoola omugaati ne yeebaza, n'agumenyamu, n'awa abayigirizwa be, n'agamba nti mutoole mulye.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and broke it and gave it to the disciples, and said, take it, this is my body.
Verse 27.
And he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink you all of this. Verse 28.
Kubanga kino gwe musayi gwange ogw'endagaano oguyiika olw'abangi olw'okuggyawo ekibi.
For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for the many for the remission of sins.
Olinyolwa bimu omwenda.
Verse 29.
Naye mbagamba nti sirinywa n'akatono okusooka leero ku guno ogubala ku muzabbibu okutuusa ku lunaku luli lwe ndigunywa omuggya awamu nammwe mu bwakabaka bwa Kitange.
But I say unto you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Verse
30.
And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So
the New Testament, that's how we came in. To make the word of God, the holy scriptures, to appear with the new and the old testaments, that it can be a sword perfected very well. and faults have been removed from it. Those we've committed within it. And our Lord Jesus, when he reached, as he
sharpened
this side on each other side,
he said,
"I've not come to abolish of the Old Testament, that of the laws and the prophets, but to fulfill them."
So,
now the sword, if it is with two edges, yes.
It means
where this has not been ever cut, you turn and this side will cut well. Yes. Sharpened with two edges. Yes. Now this army of angels
have
given this quote, they know it.
Everything
in the Old and New Testament has to be fulfilled. What's not yet, which is that one? And they say, "Lord, choose
our
children, your servants,
and the one.
This time to work with them as today." I don't know whether you are one of this group. We work within the seasons. Yes. In the Matthew chapter 5. Let's read the verse 17. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17.
Temulowooza nti najja okudibya amateeka oba ebyabannabbi. Sajja kudibya wabula okutuukiriza.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. We know well. Old Testament made the laws and the prophets. Making the New Testament, there was no abolition of the Old Testament. But to see that all things there they are fulfilled, even the New Testament they are fulfilled.
When
sword is sharpened in two edges,
it's
sharpened to cut, to work both sides. Both sides. And they have to work. It's the moment we are in
the
acts of the prophets and apostles. They work at the same time.
And
the sword will work both sides.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Bible says,
when
the foundation of prophets and apostles, they
said
the Old and the New Testament. That is Christ, the Word of God.
Came in the
book Bible written about him.
Yet
there are those who watch over for our Lord Jesus. Matthew 5, 18 and 19, he said this. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18.
Kubanga bagamba mazima nti eggulu n'ensi okutuusa lwe biggibwawo. Ennukuta emu ne wankubadde akatonyeze akamu ak'omumateeka tekalijjibwawo okutuusa byonna bwe birimala okutuukirira.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one title shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Yes. Even a jot, they are going to watch over it.
Thousands of angels, times and seasons.
Angels of measurement. Angels of prophecy.
They are fulfilled.
For he say,
that
because of the laws and the prophets, even the Jordan the title,
which will still be fulfilled.
Now again, when he speaks in Revelation, he said, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Christ. The New Testament, it has to be fulfilled. Yes. It has to be fulfilled. Revelation chapter 19. Yes. Let's read, we see. Revelation chapter 19, verse 10.
Maso gebigere bi okumusinza nangama ntiraba tokola bwotyo ndi muddu munno erewo mbaganda bo abalina okutegeeza kwa Yesu sinza Katonda kubanga obujirwa bwa Yesu gwe mwoyo ogwo bonnabbi.
And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see, you do it not, I am your fellow servant and of your brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Yes. The testimony of Jesus. The Holy Scriptures.
The
spirit of prophecy.
That
all the prophecies.
They
are fulfilled. Revelation 19:10. I feel because the testimony of Jesus. Yes. The spirit of prophecy. I go back to the entire Bible. I know the entire of it is the spirit of prophecy. All scriptures speak about him. And he is the word of God. When I read well, John chapter 5, verse 39, it tells me like this. John chapter 5, verse 39.
Kubanga mwe mulowooza nti mu byo mulina obulamu obutaggwaawo n'ebyo bye bitegeeza ebyange.
Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Yes. All the scriptures, Old and New Testaments, all testify of Christ. It's the testimony of Christ. After it's gathered like that, all scripture testimony of Christ. That's why it's named the word of God. Very serious. Why is this Bible called the word of God? It's the testimony of Christ. All scriptures in there, it's the testimony of Christ. Jesus is the word of God. John 1 verse 14 says, and the word clothes the flesh. You write it down, you read it many times. John 1 verse 14, and the word clothes the flesh appeared unto us in the glory of the Son, one begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The word. Why is Bible long being called the word of God? For the testimony of Christ, the spirit of prophecy, they are all the Holy Spirit speaking of him,
is
the word of God.
And
Hebrews 10, start from verse 5 downwards,
he first
came in the scroll of the book written about him. This scroll of the book, the word of God. Yes. Have you understood well? Now, there are angels them. They committed to them this sword of the word of God. At sharp. And has two ages, Old New Testament,
and
proof they see everything written here is fulfilled, and the time has come. It will be fulfilled.
Angel
of the last trumpet
will not
blow the trumpet until this mystery has been fulfilled. The mystery, it is the word of God.
Man
has been fulfilled.
Amen.
Hey.
Yes.
For
Revelation 10 verse 7 tells me this. Revelation chapter 10 verse 7.
Na ye munako ezedobozi ya malaika omusanvu bwaliba nga agenda okomota ekyama kya Katonda nekiryoka kituukirira ng'enjiri bweri gye yabulira abaddu be bannabbi.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants, the prophets. Yes.
Angel
of the seventh trumpet. Revelation 8 verse 1 and 2. There is the seventh. So the last trumpet.
He's
about to sound that trumpet. The mystery of God, as all gospel is in the prophets, must have been fulfilled.
Old
Bible, for the mystery of God, Colossians chapter 1, that is the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, all of them, and they are fulfilled.
The examples
of angels,
those
they have to welcome.
barabirira buli
kyawandiikibwa.
Bwe tubisabiramu,
bwe
tubibuulira, bituukirire.
Let's read the Colossians. As we prepare, we're going to get the prayer. Yes. God is mighty. He's great. Let's read from verse 25.
Abakolosai esule soka nolinyirwa biri mutano.
Colossians chapter 1 from verse 25.
Nze je napukira omwereza wayo ngobuwanika bwa Katonda bwe buli.
Of which I am made a minister according to the commission of God which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Verse 26. Even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but is made manifest now to his holy ones.
Verse 27.
To whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The mystery, God, the word of God, the holy scriptures, the speech of Christ Jesus, has to be fulfilled. Praise Jesus much. Right now we've understood it.
We
have to work with these angels of the measurements. Angels of prophecy. Angels of times and seasons. Angel of measurements.
And
what wanted is one thing. They are the children of Issachar.
Only
the Israelites of the church. Who know the times and seasons how they are.
And
what ought to be done. First Chronicles.
Aha.
Chapter 12 verse 32. Let's read, we see. First Chronicles, chapter 12, verse 32.
Ne ku baana ba Isakaali, abasajja abategeera ebiro bwe byali, okumanya ebigwanidde Isirayiri okukola, emitwe gyabwe gyali ebikumi bibiri, ne baganda baabwe bonna, abagonderanga okulagira kwabwe.
And of the children of Issachar, who were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were under their command. Yes. They knew the times and seasons. How did they do it? They connected with God the Father.
And
they connected with God the world,
whom
we know as the Son Jesus Christ. And they connected with the Spirit of the Lord. Gets from of Christ. What is of Christ of the Father? As in John chapter 16. Verse 12. Up to 15.
They connected
Spirit of counsel of God. The seven spirits of God. Isaiah chapter 11.
In
the verse
2.
And the God revealed times and seasons of prophecy.
Of
all the scriptures.
Bible.
The Bible. Be fulfilled.
And
connected with the group of those angels of the times and seasons, they moved on with the world. The angels of times and seasons,
when
they knew times and seasons how they will be,
and they
spoke with the Ugandans, the messengers,
and
spoke with Uganda, with the entire world,
and they
2022 to be a year
revival,
and restoration of all things,
us
to move, and
we're
to welcome them, and we move. Stand up on your feet, you.
Hey.
Yes.
So consider that we
have that book slowly. Yes.
Pull down,
slowly. As we prepare.
Hear the connection
with God who fulfill his words.
Your
connection with God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Banange.
My
God.
I've never seen this.
And
God who watches over word of his servants, even his messengers, and he fulfilled them.
He filled
three seasons are these ones. So great and castle,
the
King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
See how you
connect with God the Father. Above all the heavens, Ephesians 4 verse 6.
Connect with God,
the word the Son Jesus, the third heaven,
Second
Corinthians
chapter 12.
Verses 1 to 4. Connect with the Holy Spirit. Spread everywhere in the heaven and earth. As in the Psalms 149 Verses 7 up to 10. Connect with the spirit of castle of God,
spirit
of times and seasons. Look at Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2.
See,
you connect
with
the commander, the third, the
angels,
the third trumpet, Revelation 8
Thank you, Jesus.
asinzira mugulu eryokusatu nafuga eggulu lyonna n'ensi nabwe yatugamba edda Matayo 28 olunyolo 18 imperedwa obuyinza muggulu ne ku nsi naba asinzidde muggulu eryokusatu n'alonda gwe otegeera ebiro n'ebiseera byabwe otegeera ebiro n'ebiseera byabwe abwe kyawandikibwa mukakolisa ekyokubiri 12 osooka pakolokuna asinzidde muggulu eryokusatu n'akulonda gwe ali ku nsi mu kitundu ekyawansi mwebase mwebase njagala okulyanga omwebasa olyoka ogende mu kusaba kubanga egasiima ebula agiwa bw'oteebaza toweebwana te mwebase mwebase mukama mwebase mukama imusedde obaziryo genda maaso mwebase genda maaso mwebase mwebase ku lulwo mwebase ku lwa funolegi mwebase ku lw'ekkanisa mu uganda mwebase ku lwa uganda n'okuyitibwa okugiriko mwebase ku lw'ekkanisa mu nsi yonna n'enteekateeka gyazikoledde ey'enjawulo mwebase ku lw'ensi yonna n'enteekateeka gyakoze omugambe yesu weebala okuntegeka onnonze ng'osinziira mukulu eryokusatu nsaanigwa osongako olugalo osinzawo mukulu eryokusatu nsaanigwa oteekamu abo b'otuma mu mawanga nsaani atambula ku lulwo nsaani akukulemberamu ogenda okujja kubanga nnawulira edda kutuka 10 n'otuma abayigirizwa abo babiri babiri okukulemberamu wekenyini gye wali ogenda okujja ogenda kudda eri ensi naye nze gw'otumye okulangirira nze gw'otumye okulangirira weebale yesu weebale yesu weebale weebale imusedde obasire mwebase mwebase wali weebazize ebitaliimu naye waliwo ensonga lwaki weebaza leero weebaze yesu weebaze mwebalize ddala mugambe nzaani yinza kubaani ndiwamuwendo ki woloze leero ndiwamuwendo ki oyogera naye ebigambo ebikulu mu kuteesa ebigambo ebikulu mu maanyi ebigambo ebikulu mu musana gw'okumanya ebigambo ebikulu ebijjudde amagezi ebigambo ebikulu ebigatiddwa obulungi mu kutegeera weebale 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 yesu weebaza omwoyo omutukuvu weebaza omugambe tewenkanika tewenkanika kubanga obuna muggulu lyonna n'ensi zonna bayibuli eŋŋambye zabuli 139 olunya olw'omusanvu paka olw'ekkumi tojjula muggulu n'ensi yinza kuddukawo kuva gy'oli naye mu bukulu bwo nzaani atuula n'onjigiriza nzaani atuula n'onjigiriza okugasa nzaani nawulira edda ekisubizo yokaanesi 14:26 omwoyo bw'alijja alibajjukiza byonna alibayigiriza byonna naye nzaani gw'oyigirizanga leero kwebasa kwebasa mukama kwebasanga nze kwebasanga funeral of God international ministries kwebasanga kanisa mu uganda kubaka oyigiriza nze okwasiza omwesigwa okutwala eri uganda ate bw'otwala eri uganda otwala eri ensi zonna mwebale weebale mwebaze yesu mwebaze yesu mwebaze omwoyo w'amazima mwebaze omwoyo omutukuvu omugambe nzaani atuuka mu kiraasi ne ntegeera kububwo mwoyo omutukuvu zakariya 6 agambye si lwa maanyi naye lwa mwoyo omutukuvu mwebaze okubeerawo kwe kwakutaddeko gwenga funole gwenga kanisa mu uganda waliwo okubeerawo kw'omwoyo omutukuvu okuleeta otegeera ebigambo nabwe yakisuubiza mungereho esula esooka 23 mukkirize okunenya kwange kubafukeko omwoyo wange mwe otegeera ebigambo byange ge mafuta agayigiriza agali mu bbaluwa yokaana esooka bbaluwa yokaana esooka esula ya 12:7 mwebaza omugambe weebala omwoyo omutukuvu weebala omwoyo omutukuvu weebaza omwoyo w'okuteesa omugambe nzaani akola naawe nantegedde ebiro n'ebiseera nantegedde ebiro n'ebiseera nzaani nzaani gw'ofuulanga isakaali ab'omu kika kya isakaali abamanya ebiro n'ebiseera eby'ebintu ebigwanidde okubuulirwa okukolebwa n'okubuulirwa era nzaani mukama agenda otegeeza uganda ekyokukola agenda otegeeza afirika ekyokukola agenda otegeeza ensi yonna ekyokukola mukama nsaba okkirize nsaba okkirize saddaaka yange namu okuweereza kwange okw'amagezi mpaayo omubiri gwange gy'oli saddaaka ennamu sikyedda mu bwezi sikyedda mu gwagwa sikyedda mu busirusiru sikyewayo eri nsi naye ndi saddaaka y'ennamu gye wayogerako baluumi esula 12 olunyalo lusooka n'olwokubiri nti mweweeryo nasaddaaka ennamu muweeyo emibiri gyammwe saddaaka ennamu kwe kuweereza kwammwe okw'amagezi so temufaanangizibwa mirembe gino
those
words
what he
changed.
You come
yourself. Ask him. Yes.
Come on.
Revival.
I want
to hear you call them.
I've
never prayed.
It
never happened.
When I read Genesis
chapter 4,
they passed a
child Enos.
Those
days,
they started
to cry to God.
They
started season. Jesus, praying God, prayer
as
acceptable.
Prayer,
which is
the
word
that has
read. Call them.
Tell
them of hearts.
Revelations
11.
Yes,
one or two.
You measure.
ogenda mu kigambo kyo mukama obanga bakulembeze obanga bannabbi obanga batume babulimba basumba babulimba abeetaaga okuyimirisibwa abeetaaga okutyawo abeetaaga okusanyawo olw'okuganya omulimu gwo ogenda mu maaso bwenzijukira mumira mukama waffe yesu kristo weyazaalibwa mu luka sula esooka matayo esula yakubiri wamutwala emisiri paka wamala okusanyawo farawo wamala okusanyawo farawo n'abaali bamuyita n'ogamba n'ogamba yusufu malekawo n'agamba yusufu omwana mumuzeyo kubanga yali amuyika ogomota amaze okufa wewaawo wewaawo yesu wewaawo yesu ku mulundi guli wali ozokola ivaivo eyo endagaano enkadde okola endagaano empya wayiganyizibwa farawo farawo n'abaluma n'abaroomi abaagala okutta oli muto abanakola mulimu naye malayika wa mukama n'agamba yusufu akutwala emisiri akukweke paka ebiro ebirada paka nga bamuyika amaze okuttibwa watta farawo n'olyokoyogera ne yozefu okuyita malayikawo omwana adde emisiri adde isirayiri akole omulimu kubanga baali bamuyika baali bafudde erero mukama ivaivonga esimbula omwezi ogwomwenda simbula negira malayika ab'ebiro n'ebisere abapima obulamu obwaba balina okugibwawo agibwewo mukuba mulinnya lya yesu bana katonda omulamu kwaba balwanisa omusana ogw'ekigambo kya katonda bagibwewo abogambye mu yobu esula abiri mu nnya kumi na nnya kumi na bbiri paka kumi na nnya webale kubanga ojjawo abalwanyisa omusana obogeddeko nibo abatume esula ekumi n'esatu onyola omukaaga paka olwekumi n'ebbiri wewaawo waliwo abaali basiisa waliwo eruma omulego bannabbi ab'omulego bannabbi abalimba abatume ab'obulimba mukanisa mu uganda mukanisa mu afrika mukanisa mu nsi yonna abaagala okuziisa ab'amasasi abakungu b'ensi balina okuwulira ekigambo abadde baagala okubaziisa bazibe amaaso bajje ku butuuti bambula ebitiibwa mu linnya lya yesu bambule bajjewo baleka okuswala bajje mu kkubo lyo sikukule enkonge z'abanabbi ab'obulimba abatume ab'obulimba basigukule batumire ekibinja kyamaleka b'okutesa bazibe amaaso gabwe babambula ekitiibwa balekawo okuswala era mukama era mukama mpulidde ssebo kabaka bakabaka mu zakariya esula ey'okubiri onyolusoka n'olwokubiri malayika alina omuguwa okugera n'agera yerusaalemu agera uganda agera uganda abamalala abaawulu abamalala endiga n'embusi abalwanyisa omusana bonna abasuuzi abatuuze wansi apime abakulembeze mu uganda ab'amaddu ababbi abanyazi abanyige bateeke wansi banyige bateeke wansi omwaka bbiri abiri mu esatu baleba okuyimirira okulwanisa revival ne restoration eyo ebintu byonna pima pima ekkanisa mu afrika kyamu kyamu bannabbi b'obulimba kyamu kyamu bateeke ku ttaka baswaze baswaze bajje mu kkubo lyo bajje mu kkubo ly'obulegosi balina okuziza obulegosi eri amawanga kubanga esoma mu luka esuula ey'okubiri omwana yazaalibwa n'akabonero abalala basuulibwe abalala bayimusibwe yimusa omulembe omupya mukama waliwo ebiro ebituuse ebiro ebituuse leka obatumire abaana bo abateekeddwa okuyimusibwa batumire leka ebiro n'ebiseera abategeeze ebiro n'ebiseera bayimuke abali mu mpuku gye beekwese abali mu mpuku kubanga waliwo bannabbi ebikumi bitaano beekwese mu mpuku bageeyo bageeyo ebiro bituuse lekawo ebiro n'ebiseera bayite mu leero tubatumire leka gabudyeri abawo okuweresebwa baveeyo muveeyo tuweereze muveeyo tuweereze muveeyo tuweereze abaamalala banyigibwa abaamalala basanyizibwawo malayika w'omuguwa pima ensi yonna pima ensi yonna pima ekkanisa mu nsi yonna pima ensi yonna pima pima bali abalimu bali abalimu bali abalimu tuukiriza ezekeri esula y'omwenda tuukiriza ezekeri esula y'omwenda onya olusoka bakola ekkumi siringa bawombeezi siringa bawombeezi abeetegese okuwulira ekigambo okuwulira lifayivu okuwulira enjiri ey'obwakabaka bwa katonda n'obutuukirivu bwakabaka bw'omuggulu ebyama byonna biri kuwe eby'eggulu
I pray.
Want to pray prayer.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you with your heart clap. I request you sit down.
tulindire service ndako.
We wait for the next service.